Hilda, I've never seen you look more ravishing.
Kind of cute, huh?
Beautiful. Turn around. Let me get a look at you.
Flatterer.
Huh?
You know I couldn't turn around up here, not without knocking the piano clear off the stage.
Oh, yes.
There ain't enough room for me to turn around.
I'm sorry, dear. I forgot the piano was up here.
If you really want to know, sweetie, why don't you ask the stage crew back there? They could tell you.
No, that won't be necessary at all.
Nice! Ooh! Ah! Gorgeous!
Okay, all right. All right, boys.
Boys will be boys, Chubb. Let them be themselves. I don't mind.
That's not the point, Bruni. I don't like
Ain't you rather curious as to why I am all dolled up like the cream of Siebert this morning, hon?
The queen of Siebert? I think you mean the queen of Sheba, don't you?
I mean, I don't always waddle in here dressed fit to kill without no earthly reasons. Don't you want to take a guess?
Well, the only earthly reason I can think of is you've got a heavy date for breakfast this morning, right?
Well, he ain't as heavy as I am. He's up in there, mind you.
So I was right. You are breakfasting with a gentleman caller, eh?
Uh-huh. Oh, he's just as cute as crystal, Chuck.
Is he really as cute as crystal?
Uh-huh. He got a twinkle in his eye and a beard something like yours, only it's whiter. And when he laughs, his stomach jumps up and down like a bowl full of jelly.
What?
I met him at a Christmas party last year. He's from up north somewheres. He told me he'd give me a call the next time he was in town, but I had almost gave him up.
But, Bruni, dear...
He's got the cutest laugh, and he's awful good with children. He must be very rich. You should see the stuff he gave my nephews and nieces at the party last year.
Brunhilde, honey...
One thing I don't like about him is he's too flashy of a dresser.
Cutie, listen to me.
I hope he got rid of that loud suit he wore to the party.
Brunhilde...
I've got to get going, Chuck.
Now, wait a minute.
I don't want to mess up this date.
Bray, wait! Brunhilde...
Bye!